I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Oh, this week's episode, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we're back on the road, baby.
Back on the road.
We back. Yeah, back. Oh, I was off the road. Two weddings this weekend. This weekend coming up, Atlanta, Georgia, and two shows in Birmingham, Alabama. Wrapping up the month of October, dude. It's crazy. October.
Nuts.
Is already in full swing. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Springfield, Illinois, and Evansville, Indiana.
Meth capital of the world.
Dang it, dude. Not the world, dude. Indiana. Wow. First it was Indiana. Now it's the...
No, they're putting up big numbers now. Yeah, actually, it is
big numbers.
Yeah, I got to check. November, we're going to Columbus, Ohio, Joliet, Illinois, Rockford, Illinois. We stay out of Chicago. You know how they do that? They're like, hey, we're taking John to the suburbs.
Yeah, it's probably smart.
Yeah, we're taking him to the suburbs. Yeah. Milwaukee, back up to Canada, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, Reading, Pennsylvania, York, Pennsylvania sold out. Norfolk, Richmond, Abilene, Texas. Four shows in Phoenix, Arizona in December 1st, 2nd, 3rd. San Antonio, Austin, Beaumont, and Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you send me on through? Got to send my love down to Baton Rouge. Andrew, you know who that is?
Nope.
Really?
I don't know who that is either.
Neither of y'all know who that is.
No.
This is our Lord and Savior, Garth Brooks. Gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. This week's episode brought to you by Magnesium Breakthrough, Breakthrough. I used to lie awake at night for hours, physically exhausted, doing this podcast, baby, trying to fall asleep, but couldn't because my mind was so wired up thinking about things to talk about on this podcast. Mm. I would wake up exhausted. My productivity for the day would be ruined. The longer it would take me to fall back asleep, the more stressed I would get about my energy levels the next day. However, since I started adding Magnesium Breakthrough to my nightly routine, I've been able to quiet my mind. Oh yeah, baby. That's when I come up with the good takes.
Yes.
I can quiet my mind.
Crucial.
Think about it reasonably. My sleep changed. Now I got no problem falling asleep and I wake up feeling refreshed and energized. It's like I sleep on an airplane.
Yeah.
You're like, you can kind of fall asleep, but it's not good.
No.
You're still getting, you're like, dude, I'm still tired.
Yeah.
For me personally, Magnesium Breakthrough has helped solve my sleep problems from winding down at the end of the day to tossing and turning and waking up groggy. Magnesium Breakthrough has been a game changer. Oh yeah, baby. Over 75% of the population is magnesium deficient. That means one of us.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. Wait, if we had another person in here,
right,
it would be one of us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Not only does Magnesium Breakthrough help you sleep better, it also calms your mind, allows you to feel grounded and relaxed during the day, especially before bed. Get Magnesium Breakthrough, ladies and gentlemen. Go to magbreakthrough.com/net positive. Magbreakthrough.com. Not magabreakthrough.com.
No,
that's probably different.
Different site.
That's going to take you something different altogether.
Totally different.
You're going to stay up at night.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
If you go to Maga Breakthrough.
Right.
MAG. That's not in the copy. Magbreakthrough.com/net positive. Use the promo code netpositive10 during checkout to save 10% or hit the link in the episode description. Can I use that abbreviation?
Yeah, I actually like that a lot.
Description?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to keep that.
I like that.
Description. But we're back in the game, and this podcast continues to rise in the charts. Mm. I'll tell you that. Continue to rise to the charts. You know what I want to be a part of?
What?
Things that are rising in the charts.
Yeah.
You know what?
Absolutely.
I want to be a fan of winning. I want to be a fan of winning teams.
Yep.
I want to buy products from winning companies.
Yep.
People that are doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you who's doing it. Us.
Yeah, that's true.
And
studies show that we are, in fact, doing it.
This podcast is charting number 87.
Ooh, big number.
And this is a country that I have been to.
Top 100.
Shout out. And it's got to be, I'm going to tell you right now, it's Americans listening in this country.
You know that.
For 1,000%. Because I have been there and I know. We are charting number 87 in Kuwait.
Ooh.
Yeah. Andrew?
We had a war there. Right?
No, we didn't. Not with, we're there.
I don't think we did.
We didn't?
No, I don't think so. I think we put troops there.
Put troops there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, I know we have people stationed there.
We have, all right.
It's a station.
So Kuwait, we bailed out Kuwait in the Desert Storm. Iraq, this is going to be, this thing.
Okay, wait.
No, hold on.
I said war. Yeah. You guys said nothing, but I'm wrong. And then you go, well, we bailed them out in a war.
We they're our ally.
I understand that, but we went to.
I don't know. Yeah, no. They're our ally. All right.
Fact checkers going crazy right now.
Desert Storm, I believe Iraq and Iran were going to invade Kuwait because it's right on the coast and they got a lot of oil.
Okay.
And by the way, everyone there has no job because I was there for like 2 weeks. Every native has no job and they get huge checks from the government.
Just because they have so much money?
There's like Ferraris like wrapped around like tree limb. Like people just have so much money. There was a total Ferrari. I saw two of them on the side of the interstate. Just smashed up into like a, as Theo Von would say, an embankment.
So they just,
They have so much money.
They just have like throwaway, like disposable Ferraris.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And everybody's just getting checks and they're nobody works.
Single use Ferraris.
Yeah. Just nobody works.
Just once and you're good.
But we have all branches of our military are based there.
Okay. Coast Guard too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the Coast Guard, I think it was protecting our coast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not their coast.
Yeah, because I railed on the Coast Guard last, and then I went to a wedding and it was all people from the Coast Guard. And
No way.
I hope they don't listen to the podcast. That's kind of narcissistic of me to assume a random stranger listens to my podcast.
Yeah,
I
was probably.
Like, I think we're safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we danced to Pitbull all night.
Nice.
You know, arms around each other.
All right, so Kuwait.
Now, Kuwait, okay, there's like we fight a lot of wars over there.
Okay.
Dude. No, hold on. No.
What was the first thing I said? Right, war.
Kuwait's not big. Kuwait's very small.
Right.
But it's like we were a couple of miles from the border of Iraq, I think, in one of the bases up there.
Yeah.
And we bailed them out in the 90s. So our parents' generation is like very, you know how this would go, is very sympathetic to America. They love Americans.
Right.
Because we saved them. But now the kids we had a huge presence there and they're like, who are these people?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once the generation passes, they're like,
we don't know you guys.
Why are these people all over our country?
Right.
And they're like, but their parents are like, thanks.
Got it.
Yeah. So it's a lot of that.
Yeah. To me, Kuwait is like the Rhode Island of the Middle East.
Yeah. Dude.
Wow. It's just kind of like a little, there. It's like, there, but you don't really know it.
Oh yeah. Kuwait.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
But like for those who know, it's nice.
Yeah.
You know?
And but all the military, we have like, so like tons of, and we have also as far as your eye could see, there are tanks just lined up as far as your eye could see. I toured it.
There are tanks?
Yes.
Nice.
But think about like what are you going to do? You're not getting them back here.
Right.
And you leave them there to in essence rot.
Yeah.
Because
just in case for a rainy day,
but they're not operational. They're like you can't put them on a plane.
No,
they're so heavy, it'd be impossible to return them to here, and you can't put them on a ship. There's thousands of them.
Yeah,
it was just wild to see. I go, we should get these things back, and they're like, I wonder if you can find a photo of it.
How much do you think an American tank is worth
to buy one? That's something like Mr. Beast would do.
Yeah.
He's like, I bought a tank and we fought them to each other. Like we shot missiles at each other.
Yeah.
Like, dude, this seems getting extreme. The United States has 4 Abrams tanks. That's exactly what they were.
Here it is. M1 Abrams tanks cost over $10 million.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
And you say there's thousands of them.
Thousands. So
you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of tanks.
Look up tanks, American tanks in Kuwait. I wonder if you can find it. You probably can't find it. Everybody that's listening on Spotify, you're like, great. This is very compelling. Look it up.
Well, get over to the YouTube.
It's like Tank City or something. Nah, it's there. You're not going to find it. Like a tank. It's like, I don't know what, a tank garage. Anyway, I was over there and I always say, let me ask you this. Do you think, there it is.
There they are, dude.
Oh, yeah. But for forever, dude. It's even bigger than that.
That's wild.
Do you think whenever I meet someone in the military, and I think I did this weekend because at the wedding I was at, I always say that I was like, I was like, when I was over in Kuwait.
Oh, you kind of name drop it?
Yeah, kind of like I bet. But I went there on a comedy tour.
Right.
But I was like, I was over there.
Stationed.
Yeah. All the camps, it was like Camp Virginia, Camp Arif John. Like I was at all of them. And they were like,
How do they respond to that?
I think they, well, like one time I got a guy, when I kept back from, all right, I was walking in, there's sand everywhere you go over there, right? Mm-hmm. So when I got back from that trip, I had blisters like on my feet because mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't have good shoes. And then we landed and they were like, military like can exit the plane first. And I was like, I might qualify for this. Because I feel like
there's a gray area there.
Yeah, I feel like I was over there. Like, I'm not active, but it was like military. I was like, well, I contributed to the morale.
Did you have the camo backpack?
No.
I think that's the key.
Oh, that, yeah.
I don't think anybody's arguing with you. If you have that round, like, oval-looking camo backpack that everybody knows and loves.
Unless it's like it's the Stolen Valor.
Right.
It's like the college athlete backpack.
Yes.
You know that one? Yeah,
yes, of course.
Yeah.
I had one.
They were like, obviously, yeah, yeah. You can't wear that anymore. You graduated.
Yeah, you gotta put that thing down.
Yeah, yeah. You walk around campus, like, yeah. It's like UNC lacrosse or whatever, or like something. It's like, all right, dude, I don't think that deserves a flex.
Yeah.
Good to be back, though, baby. Just got back from, where was I? Had a couple weddings this weekend.
Two weddings?
Oh, yeah, two weddings.
Same weekend?
Back to back, dude. A doubleheader.
Dang.
Yeah. I danced this. I'm going to make this claim right here on this podcast. I hate all the music from the 80s.
Yeah,
I hate it, dude. I'm sorry if, like, people that are, like, older than me are like, Don't Stop Believing, like, Journey, da-na-na. That's when I go to the bar.
Same.
That's when I go to the bar.
Yeah.
I hate that music. That whole genre of, it's just not good. I'm sorry. It's not good.
Yeah, I get the nostalgia play.
Sugar, oh, man. I hate it.
How do you dance to that, by the way?
In the name of, like, all the songs. I don't even want to look it up because I'm just going to be triggered. I can't stand all those. I mean, maybe that's going to be us with, like, Dr. Dre's The Chronic in 10 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, like, In the Club with 50 Cent.
Probably.
Nah, that's timeless. No, but I did have a situation where, because we always talk about when to get involved, you know?
Yeah.
That's like a big thing on this podcast. If you're new, welcome in everybody from Kuwait. Mm-hmm. Definitely no one from that is a native Kuwaiti is listening to the Net Positive.
Probably not.
Definitely. But there's a lot of people. Hey, shout out to the troops.
Yep.
I'm going to start boarding planes first because I'm not going to do that. I'm just joking. I'm contributing to the morale. All right. There's two. We were in Greensboro, mm-hmm. North Carolina, and we were out. Me and Derek and Caleb, we were out. That we always talk about on this podcast is when do you get involved, right?
Right.
A lot of people email. If there's some kind of situation happening in public that you don't like, you disapprove of, somebody has a loud muffler, whatever, when do you, someone's fighting, someone is, when, you can't just sit idly by forever, right?
Right.
Okay, so this guy, we were sitting out on the patio of this brunch spot, which, say what you even want about that sentence, but it was three dudes on the patio eating brunch.
I so love what? This. No shame in this.
No,
I love
it. I was proud. So a guy, it was like a high trafficked area. So this guy in a tow truck would come around every 20 minutes.
You do sound military right now. High trafficked area.
High trafficked area.
A lot of foot traffic around there. A lot of civilians.
I was checking our perimeters.
Nice.
And our monitoring.
Watch your six.
Monitoring this. What's that? Your back?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got you. Yep. So a guy would come around every about 20 minutes in a tow truck, mm-hmm. circle the parking lot, looking for people to tow, couldn't find anybody, and like just gunned it, loud muffler out of there.
Annoying.
In front of everyone.
Yeah.
Everybody's out here.
Big truck, you can smell it.
Yes, annoying. Yes. And so he comes by once, and we say the things. First off, you're going to cope with that by like making fun of him.
Right.
I bet that guy's compensating. Right. Obviously, he's going to work at the Verizon cell phone kiosk at the mall for the rest of his life.
Right.
You're operating a tow truck. Obviously, things didn't go well. You're trying to knock him down a little bit.
Right.
He comes by again. It's even more annoyed. And he's like, no consideration for anyone around him.
Great.
And I look over at Stroop and I go, dude, if he comes by again, I'm getting involved. He's like, well, no, you're not. I go, yes, I am. He goes, what are you going to do? I was like, I'm going to go down there and talk to him. He's like, are you? I was like, yeah. He's like, you're going to go up to his tow truck and talk to him. I go, yeah. He goes, what are you going to do? I don't know. I'm going to say something to him. I'm probably make fun of him and just roast him a little bit or something. He's like, I would suggest you don't do that. A guy with a tow truck has a gun.
Yeah.
a guy with a tow truck has a gun.
He, I think, expects conflict in his day-to-day.
Because you tow, because you know, if once they get the wheels on the thing, even if the guy comes out, it's $75, I'm already on here.
Yeah, it's over.
Confrontation is your day.
That's the job.
That confrontation.
Yeah.
You know those shows that when they go like Repo Men?
Yes.
Yeah, those shows are awesome.
Yeah, dude.
And the guy comes out, that's my Buick LeSabre. Like, sorry, we're taking it, dude.
Yeah. What is up with you trying to talk to guys in trucks, dude? Hey, this is the second one in like a month.
Maybe I got an issue with it, man. I talked to a therapist. Maybe I always wanted one. I didn't buy one.
Mm. So how did this play out?
So, well, he goes, no, you're not doing that. And I said, and he talked me off the ledge.
Okay. Good friend.
Yeah. Good friend. To be fair. And a guy with a tow truck does have a gun.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure. After a cop, which is 100%
right,
have guns, tow trucks, 95.
Yeah, close second, right? 95. Cops.
If you a tow truck, you have a gun. Have a gun. Okay, so that, all right. So that was resolved.
Who's in third? What's okay, the third so place third, vehicle?
All right, and all right, the third.
It's police car.
Oh yeah,
tow truck, and then Dodge Hellcat.
Hellcat? Oh, Jeep Wrangler. Yeah. I mean, no mall cop with the fake. That guy doesn't have a gun.
No, definitely not. They don't even let him have a taser.
Nah,
they just give him one of those like Segways.
Yeah. That's what he gets. If you want to accelerate, you got to lean.
Yeah.
Bro, what are you going to try to lean hard? Yeah. Come on, I'm good, bro. all right. So this is the story that it resolves well.
Okay.
I got involved and I'm glad I did.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know.
So you went against Derek. Go ahead.
No, but this is a different. All right. So I was in where every good or bad story on this podcast happens. I was in the Soho House sauna.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, what?
You're right.
You're divulging secrets here. Go ahead.
No, this goes good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this goes good. So I'm sitting there and there's me and a guy. I think there's me and a girl in there.
Okay.
Maybe me, a guy and a girl. Maybe just three. No one has spoken. So you kind of, you always check the vibe. Is people speaking or not speaking?
Yes.
Okay. Are we talking? Or are you like doing Zen? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm down to whatever y'all are doing.
Yep.
Okay. So a guy walks out of the woman's locker room. Because there's a sauna and there's men's locker room, women's locker room.
Right. It's I'm like a middle common ground.
What looks to me, and I've been on this planet for 39 years, a male. Mm-hmm. A male species mm-hmm. walks out of there. Mm-hmm. And the Soho House is very progressive. If there was that, you're like keeping silent on this. You're like, I'm staying out of this. I'll wear this one. If there's very, like, there's a lot of, how do I say this? Pride activities there. They're always promoting things like that. Is that fair?
Definitely. Very progressive organization.
Yeah.
No question.
All right. Okay. So I sit there and I'm like, huh. And then he gets into the sauna. So it's me, guy, girl, this
person.
Person.
Yep.
This human.
Yep.
All right. Andrew's trying
to laugh. I have no idea where you're going. I'm so curious.
All right. So we're sitting there and I go, all right. So I want to address this with him. Mm-hmm. Meaning like, all right.
You just walked out of the girl's locker room.
Yeah.
You seem to be a man.
Yes.
You want to ask the question.
No. What do I want to do? What's my goal? Well, all right. So I'm playing these situations through. Mm-hmm. And that's how you do once you decide to get involved. Mm-hmm. All right. Where how far is this going to go?
Yeah.
So if I say, hey, you look like a man. That's how when I.
What, tough start. Tough
yeah,
start.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough
sir start. Or ma'am. Sorry. Oh, shoot. All right. Let me start over. You look like a dude. That's the girls' locker room. So I was like, all right. If I say, he goes, yeah, I identify as a female. I'd be like, all right, well, why? Well, you're a dude. And then I would probably leave.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call secure. I'm not going to do anything besides that. I'm just going to address it. And then if he says, well, I identify as a woman, I'll be like, huh. Well, you shouldn't do that. And then leave.
Okay.
I'm not going to fight him. I'm not going to get into a heated thing. I'm just going to be like, all right. But then I thought about, and I told Lydia this, but I made sure to notch myself down. I thought about, I go, what about the women in there?
Uh-huh.
But only 1%.
Only 1% what?
Because I don't like guys that are like, I'm looking out for other people. I'm like, no.
You don't want to be the white knight here.
No, yeah. No. I was right. I thought about the women in there 4%. Yeah, I don't want to be the guy on Twitter who's like, I'm standing up for women, because that guy sucks, dude, the hardest.
Yep.
Okay. So I thought I considered them
4% of you is thinking of these women, and also 3% of you might be gay. That's the joke, right?
Yeah. 96%.
Okay. These are your numbers, man. I'm just going based off what you put on the board.
Yeah. So the sauna, you can't last in there forever.
Right. You got 10-15 minutes.
Max. Yeah. So I'm against the clock here.
Right.
And I'm stressed. Yeah. Okay.
Are you towards the end of your 10 to 15?
Yeah. Okay, and so I'm sweating. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, I can't. And so there's a guy, no one said anything. No one has said words.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave the sauna and wait outside for him. Like, I'm like outside of recess. Like, all right, dude, you're a bro. Yeah. What are you doing? Like, so, but I didn't also want to, this is all the things going through my head. And I didn't want to bring it up in front of other people. Like, I was like, well, maybe if these two people leave, then it's just me and him.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
How much of a guy does this person look like?
Well, that's a good question. I thought that too.
Spectrum.
I thought that too. I would say 60.
These percentages are
76.
Like, he doesn't have like long hair.
No.
Okay.
But he doesn't also, he's not also wearing like a bar stool shirt. Like,
well, sure.
Or like somebody that's like, that's definitely a dude.
Okay. So there's like a little bit of you that's like questioning.
And I'm going to get to it. His like shorts are like short,
mm-hmm.
and like he's wearing like a tank top, but his hair's short.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dude, I think. It is a dude.
But it's ambiguous enough that you're tiptoeing.
So, yeah. So I go, all right. And then one time, so I got 3 minutes left. The cylinder, what is that thing? The hourglass is like, I'm running out of time.
Right.
My back's against the wall.
Right.
All the women are like, are you going to defend us? I'm just kidding. No one said that. No, they didn't say that. They definitely didn't say that at all. So I go, something happened. Somebody got up and I could go, I could use a little back. And I would go, it was that Tyler Hubbard song.
You started singing?
I started singing. I don't know what, but not
like a musical.
No, hold on. There was like some commotion going on in there. Somebody, I would like hum a lot. Or
yeah,
like
for sure.
A lot.
Yeah.
There wasn't just dead silent. I started singing.
That's what it sounds
I know,
like.
But it wasn't like that. It might have been like that now that I recant it, now that I say it back.
You just broke out into song out of
maybe
nowhere.
Maybe I go, maybe it's something like that. I don't know. And so the girl goes, and shout out Tyler Hubbard, by the way.
Of course.
The guy that came on with his new single, Back Then Right Now. It's unbelievable.
Nice.
It's been in my head for like 2 weeks.
Nice.
I was humming it. And then that girl goes, mate, dang, dude, now that you guys say that, I think that's what it was. Because the girl goes, are you singing? That's what the girl said. Or she goes, what song is that? And I go, it's Tyler Hubbard, Back Then Right Now. And then the guy goes, oh, Florida Georgia Line. I go, oh, it's a dude. Yeah. I go, oh, guy. Oh, for sure a guy.
That's the equivalent of the barstool team.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
He goes, oh, Florida Georgia Line. I go, oh, a dude. Oh, that okay. So then I had confidence. And I go, and that's the first time any of the ice had been broken. Anybody said anything. He identified knowing Florida Georgia Line. I go, oh, all right.
Yep.
So then I go, so, all right. So then I'm like, all right, this is tipping the scales in my direction.
Now you're confident.
Now I'm not confident. I'm more confident.
Okay. Got it.
So then I go, are you new here?
Nice, dude.
He goes, in a foreign accent.
Mm.
Yes. I'm from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, because you just came out of the women's locker room. And he goes, dude, I don't want to do his accent. And he's like, really? That's so embarrassing. I'm so lost in here.
Wow.
I know. He goes, I didn't know. I have no clue. There's no signs on the doors.
Right.
He goes, I was so clueless. There was nobody in there. And it's very confusing because there was just a woman cleaning in there.
Yep.
And that was the only thing I saw in there. And I'm so embarrassed.
And no one's going to question him because they were thinking the same thing you were the whole time.
Yes.
So I don't want to offend him.
Yeah. But I thought about when I was in rehab, they go, if you want to address something, do you think that person would like to know that?
Mm.
Would it be helpful for that person to know that? That's the only, if you were going to bring something up,
yeah.
right? So is your is there toilet paper on your shoe? Right. Is there, do you have something in your teeth? I would like to know that.
Yep.
And he goes, thank you for saying that, dude. I'm so lost in here. The Miami Soho house is way different. And now my stuff's in there. And the girl laughed. She's like, I'll go in there and get it for you.
Nice.
And it was like, he's like, dude, thank you. And then we talked to them. We became friends.
Nice, dude.
I know.
Happy ending, man. Happy ending. We love to see it. You really do.
But he was like,
good job,
but
dude.
He was foreign.
Yeah.
He was not from here. So he was dressed not.
He also knew FGL.
Yeah. But he was like, I'm in music and I work in London with country music and whatever.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's funny, man.
I know. But I was like, I'm not saying it.
Yeah.
But the guy walked out of the women's locker room.
Yeah.
And no one. Everyone's just so scared to say anything or do anything or like, I don't know what they're saying. Nobody wants to get involved.
Right.
But I was like, well, it's so funny that when I was going through like a million different scenarios in my head.
It's funny that just the like you humming a song is what unlocked the entire thing.
And everybody became friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we talked about the Soho houses and you're like, this one's better than that one. Ours is like the best.
Yeah. Ours is great.
Yeah.
I think what's slept on in this story, though, is that FGL continues to bridge cultural gaps.
Really does.
In America.
Really
and,
does.
And beyond.
They're uniting everybody.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And shout out to Tyler Hubbard.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So, you know what that means? I'm going to get involved more.
Yeah, right. I know. Now we've encouraged you.
Yeah.
You're going to break out in a song more often.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're going to challenge strangers on their appearance.
That's why I came home. I go, Lydia's like, how's your day? I was like, I got involved.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no.
She sits down. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, I was like, no. This one ends good. This one ends good. Yeah. But I would imagine if you, like where was it? Somebody, like I was parked, I told you this before. I tried to check my bag at a hotel to go to the Braves game last night.
Right.
That I wasn't staying at.
Right.
I was like, hey, where's the bell service? I'm going to check my bag. And they're like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
But.
Sir, we don't know you.
Yeah.
This is the Wendy's.
I shouldn't do that.
Right.
But I asked. I wasn't like, you have to. And they were like, you can't do that. And then the other kid, there's the valet kid was involved and his manager. And I was like, hey, I'm not trying to. Nobody did anything wrong here.
Yeah.
I just asked if I could. You said I couldn't.
I'm with that, though.
Everybody's good.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
That's just trying to, like, take advantage of what's there.
Yeah, and I wasn't, like, I didn't take it as offense.
Right.
They just said, you can't do that. I'm not like, screw you guys, the other Hyatt let me, or, like, what? It's just like, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's just like, I asked, and you said, no, that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
All good. That's
good, good, good.
That is one of the options when I ask for something.
I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Good. I'll go find somewhere else.
Great.
No problem.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
Braves game was nice, huh?
Yeah, dude, the Braves game.
What a game, man.
Dude, the Braves game was nice, dude. Yeah, that was that's worth the cost of admission right there. I ride so hard with the city of Atlanta.
The video of you at the game was hilarious. We'll cut it in here so people can take a look at it because I screen recorded your story last night. It's awesome.
The guy next to me, we just started hugging each other.
Yeah.
That's what sports will do.
It is what
sports
and FGL, baby.
Oh, yeah. speaking of, maybe this is not speaking of.
Sure.
But well, I don't really know. This is a comedy podcast, obviously.
Right.
But there's some conflict in the Middle East.
Yeah, a tad.
Yeah. But, every time something happens, you always think about, now that we have some voice or whatever.
Sure.
Like, how do we interact with this?
Yeah.
That's what I always think. I go, how do we interact with this and what do we have to contribute to this?
Yeah.
Meaning, like, we were at the Braves game last night and there's got to be 45,000 people packed and they're probably more outside of the 40, if not. And I saw a bunch of tweets. You want to bring one of those up?
Yeah.
I saw a bunch of tweets that I just said, well, let's just talk about it from this angle.
Sure.
Is, there's one right there. This is, I don't know who this guy is. And everybody, obviously, the conflict in the Middle East is always scary, right?
Of course.
So this guy, this is what I see on my, and Twitter has like a For You page now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So like, this is not, I don't follow this person.
Right.
And this is just what I see, because a lot of people, 3,100 comments to this, 26,000 likes.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say who this person is, because I don't even want to contribute to this.
We don't know them.
Yeah. All right. A guy in a suit. He's a guy in a suit and a verified with a check mark.
Mm-hmm.
He says, this is on October 8th at 6:50 p.m. 4.7 million views. Phone call I just got from someone who works with a diplomat frightened me, and not many things frighten me. I would not be in a big city for the next 12 months.
End of tweet.
End of tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that, and I saw a couple of them that were like that. Here's another one.
Yeah.
From someone that's a politician with a blue check mark. Stay out of major cities. There's going to be massive terrorist attacks in big cities over the next 14 months. We have been infiltrated. Our borders are open, and the push to create a global Islamic, how do you say that?
Caliphate.
Caliphate has been activated. You don't want to be in major cities. Stay away. And I read that.
That one has 3,800 replies, 34,000.
4.9 million views.
Mm-hmm.
I read that and I said, I'm going to the Braves game.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Braves game.
Uh-huh.
And I don't go back to the other one.
Sure.
It's like, I feel like, and I think it's been a lot, like obviously 9/11, it was very scary,
yep.
Scary for a lot of people. And I think everything's COVID related was very scary.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, because they lost jobs and they don't know where your income, you don't know where your meal. It's like fear is such a strong currency.
Mm.
It's such a strong currency. This guy, phone call I just got from someone who works with a diplomat. Okay. So
you're already three away.
So you're
from the source.
Yeah, you're already Kevin Bacon all the way away from that.
Right.
So nice. remember when the first like COVID, they were like, there was like a rush to, for like, I heard from a military guy that works with a guy in the Pentagon. What is this?
Yes.
What is, it's not helpful.
Yeah.
A guy who works with a diplomat. So not the diplomat, which a diplomat is not he's like a guy that is involved with between like a diplomat or what country?
Mm-hmm.
A diplomat just means someone from our country and a guy from another country trying to get along with each other. That's so vague.
Yeah.
And it's so, a phone call I just got from someone who works with a diplomat frightened me, and not many things frighten me. Okay, guy.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of things do frighten you because you're posting this. I would not be in a big city for the next 12 months. What?
Yeah.
What? If you are on like Fox News at like, you know, they try to sell like gold bars.
Yeah.
Like what do they first have to sell? Fear.
Mm.
They first have to convince you to be scared to death that something horrific is going to happen. Otherwise, no one would ever buy gold.
Yeah.
And Christians do this a lot too, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They do a lot of, I grew up like this.
End times type stuff?
Yeah, a lot of fear. Yeah. Like we were homeschooled and we were very sheltered out of fear of like learning new things, fear of exposing us to other ideas, scared to death, ironically, of Halloween.
Yeah.
Like Halloween's, we were scared of the concept of it.
Yeah.
That I talk about this a lot in my live show. And there's how long are we in? 20 minutes in? I'm going to quote a Bible verse. 30 minutes. Let's go to God did not give you a spirit of fear. Oh yeah, dude, we're getting into the Bible.
Second Timothy.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power to love and of a sound mind. All right. I'm not scared of what's, am I concerned? Sure. Do I vote and do I inform myself? Absolutely. I live in no fear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I live in no fear of, I think I always tell people, I was like, dude, I look the devil in the eye, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not scared of social collapse. I'm not scared of, you know, when everybody rushed over to Threads.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. I think at the root of it is everybody's going over here. Everybody's going to get popular over here. I'm going to be left.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Like this happened on social media 1,000 times. And everybody's like, hey, I don't know. Remember, it was probably 2 years ago. No one's going to see your posts anymore. You got to go turn on notifications.
Yep.
And everybody was like, please go turn on the notifications of me.
Yeah.
So you still see me.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Everybody was posting that.
Yep.
Because somebody got the idea. And it's just fear. Everybody just lives in absolute fear that, I mean, do I have concerns? Do I have thoughts? Of course. But this, I can't speak on war and the, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on over there.
Sure.
I don't, but this is not helpful to anyone.
Yeah. I think obviously a certain level of health, a certain concern, level of awareness is healthy. Yeah,
obviously.
Like you should know what's going on in the world. And like, granted, you don't have to go do the whole deep dive of like, what's the history of the Middle East.
Yeah.
And that's complex and sources that can change everything and blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, sure.
But like this type of tweeting doesn't help
No one
at all.
No, it helps nothing.
Because I don't know this guy, so I'm questioning. I don't know
who
called him.
Yeah.
So there's that. I also don't know the diplomat, and then I don't know the diplomat's source. So we're four away from truth.
And you want me to
I'm supposed to believe you because you're on Twitter.
And not only am I supposed to believe it, you want me to make adjustments
to my life.
To my current life.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Yeah.
And the other girl says 14 months.
Right.
We have been infiltrated. And that so now you're connecting the open of the Mexican border is open, and the Middle Eastern people have come through that border and are gonna what?
Yeah, the second one is worse. Because she's now telling you you should be fearing people who practice Islam is what she's saying. Which
really?
Is like that's not what we should be doing.
That what? Out of you, so you're so I'm gonna go to the Preds game.
Yeah.
It's the home opener on Thursday.
Yep.
So you're telling me that I should not go to that.
Or anything like it for the next 14 months.
And what's a big city? What's the definition of that?
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You're telling me I should not go to that so I can go to the amphitheater down in Franklin? Tell me, lady, what I'm allowed to go. Like,
yeah, what's the threshold for terrorist attacks? Where do they draw the line? It's less than 10,000 people. We're not going to touch. Like, where's that?
And so the other person said 12 months, and she goes, I'm going to one-up you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 14 months. So, like, if we abided by this, we would, like, that's the fear that would happen during COVID.
Yep.
I was like, and eventually, we're like, I'm not scared of that. I would take precautions, sure, but I'm not, it's these came across my feet. They're so big because this is what people like, I've seen this over and over and over. And if I have any voice on this podcast, you're like, well, you're tuning in, you're like, I thought this was a comedy podcast. You're like, I just want to speak against this.
Yeah.
And everybody gets on the internet and goes, oh my goodness, I'm going to go, but I don't know what.
I think the sad part, but it's real, is
it's
like
so real, dude.
Your sphere of influence is only so big.
Yeah.
Even like you, with how big your audience is, your sphere of influence is only that big.
Yep.
It's like, yes, do things in your life that you think affect the world for better change.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, you do have to kind of be able to like find consolation in going, I do what I can every day.
Yeah.
The world is a scary, scary place if you look in the right areas.
Yeah, yeah,
and there's always things like this.
Always.
Always.
By the way, always.
Like the amount of terrorist attacks worldwide that are thwarted by like government agencies
always.
Are endless.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. So if you call it out like this, it's like, yeah, but that's always been happening, man.
Yeah.
You just didn't know about it. So now one that's going on that you know, like this thing is big enough that we all are paying attention to it. But at the end of the day, you can only do so much. So what do you want to do? Put your, you know, lock yourself in the house for the next 2 years?
Go
be my guest.
Yeah,
but like, I'm not playing that game.
And if you say God did not give you spirit of fear, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Like it's a fun, it's not fun. It's like a, like you still see people with like masks and like social distancing.
Yeah.
You're like, oh man. That I was going to say I don't make fun of him. I think I probably do, but like it's sad.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's like, dude, live. We're only, no one, I don't know, it's, no one gets out of here alive at the end of it.
Yeah.
All right. Go to the game.
If you want to wear a mask, fine.
Yeah,
if that makes you feel safer.
Of course. Yeah.
I more so am, I'm not going to, you know, let's not politicize
it.
I don't care if you wear a mask, but I care for you as a human.
Yeah.
And I hate that you're living in fear of that right
now. Go to the Braves
because I don't think you really have to.
Yeah. You don't have to.
That's what it is.
And you love the Braves.
Yeah.
Or you love going to the,
you love live music.
Yeah, dude, go. Please. I would say, please live your life.
Yeah.
That, like the idea, like if, and especially should you vote? Yes. Should you be active? Should you be knowledgeable?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Am I scared of, I don't even want to put names on these organizations, that am I scared of the, of a Middle Eastern group of
radicals
in that coming to the Preds game? No, dude.
Well, and again, that risk is always there.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that,
yeah.
I think that's the main point is like, dude, if you're out in big public yeah. places with a lot of people, that yeah. risk is always a risk.
Of course. Or about out everywhere.
Yeah.
There's a risk. There is a thousand things to be terrified.
Absolutely.
And when I yeah. walk out of the doors of yes. this place, I don't know. Like we were like at the, where there's like a, like, where are we like at the, somebody sent me an article of like a girl from American Idol that got shot in her meet and greet.
Sheesh.
That shot and killed in her meet and greet. A super fan.
Wow.
I go, okay.
Yeah, that's you every day.
Well, I'm still doing the meet and greet.
Right.
I'm not like, now, should we be prepared? Sure. Should we have security? Yes. Should you inform yourself, potentially arm yourself?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not, this makes me want to do the opposite, actually.
Yeah.
It makes me want to go downtown.
Well, and then also add in, like, you kind of touched on it earlier. It's like, they're getting, you said it, 4.9 yeah. million views yeah. on both of these.
Yeah, huge.
So they're getting massively huge. Rewarded for putting this type of
massively.
Stuff out there, which then makes me question, well, if you're so incentivized to put yeah. it out there, I have to examine the validity of it.
Great point. I got to raise my hand.
Yes.
And it's all very, like, it's all very...
News
like,
organizations too, by the way. Sorry to jump back
yeah,
in on that. Like
yeah.
they're rewarded through ratings.
Oh, absolutely.
So they're sowing fear day in, day out yeah. for the same exact reason that these two yeah. people on Twitter are on. Sorry, go ahead.
And no, I feel the same in my like, and it's all very, hey, I spoke to General so-and-so stationed in the Middle East
yes.
with knowledge of, and he says.
Yeah, give me that news.
Yeah, sure.
I need that news.
I need that news.
Yeah.
That news would be, but this, stop.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, fear is such, it's so, I remember the day, the probably the most scared I've been. Okay, please, dude, stop.
John's reacting that way because I'm looking up these people that tweeted this. They're, quote, investigative journalists.
Oh, please, not employed by anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely independent.
The most fear I have ever been in, it was the day before my cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
When whoever, okay, yeah, got it.
Reading the yeah. reading the
got
bio.
It, got it, dude, yeah. got it. Yep, got it.
Yeah,
okay. When the day before my cancellation, this news outlet or whatever they claim to be,
sure,
emailed me, and they said, "Hey, we're gonna release this article tomorrow," and it was just like this.
Mm-hmm.
With John's sins.
Yeah.
Like we were gonna expose all of your sins. And then that's pretty much that.
Yeah.
Like I had no idea what it said.
Mm-hmm.
And no idea was like, hey, this person said this, it was none of that. We are gonna.
Just general.
And you were like, oh, like if somebody says, hey, Alex, we need, you know, the worst thing that you ever did. We know.
Right.
And they want like.
Yeah.
Because if they would have put a name on it, it would have been like, if that guy would have put a name on it, it's like, hey, this guy that was friend of a diplomat, and he said, okay.
Right.
That doesn't, but that it's so vague, that makes it more scary.
Yep.
That makes everything terrifying.
Yep.
When you go, when you see something on the news, you go, what was the motive? Why did he do it? You're like, oh, okay, this makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it. That makes it calms the fear.
Yeah.
When you go, oh, this is why they did it. That he was mad at his, like your neighbor was mad at his ex-wife and that's why they got, you're like, oh, okay. That's not, I have nothing to fear then.
Right.
My neighbor's shooting.
Can logically explain it away.
Okay. Well, I'm not in danger.
Right.
That was they were having a domestic situation. There's not a violent person running around my neighborhood.
You know, it's a great example. It's like in horror movies, when they don't show you the threat.
Perfect example.
That's what's the scariest.
We should have said that at the beginning.
Once they show you the threat, it's like, oh, okay.
Oh.
Mike Myers takes his mask off.
Oh, okay.
Now all right.
Oh.
Or the monster is actually some kids in a costume. Oh, okay. I get it now.
Oh, and it's dark. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And you're going to go turn on the lights.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Turn on the lights.
Turn on the lights, yeah. Dude.
You ever talk to somebody who is trapped in this fear mindset?
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, just turn off the news.
Go
outside.
That's the definition of turn the lights on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it? How?
Just, yeah, turn on the lights, man. Go outside. It's nice out.
Dude, you know, you hear like something in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's somebody trying to kidnap you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's like a raccoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
That's exactly what it is.
And then you feel so dumb.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, if you imagine, we should just like screenshot this and in 14 months, they'll be like, hey, DM them. Hey, can I go outside now?
Hey, we good?
Yeah.
Coast clear?
I just saw your tweet and I followed it. And I haven't been outside in 14 months. Are we like safe now? She's like, oh, from what? I moved on from that the day after.
Should we from now on, lock ourselves in the studio and just document from now until 14 months later and continue to follow up with this woman?
Dude, 14
months? Like, hey, still inside over here.
Yeah.
How you doing in your lockdown?
Just respond to this.
Just on this thread, just continuously.
Day six.
Yeah.
Still inside.
Still locked in the stew.
Yeah. So that Bible verse, if you're going to go back to it, you probably don't have it. That Spirit of God does not make us, for God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love. And that one says self-control, self-discipline.
Mm-hmm.
There's other versions that say of a sound mind. There it is.
There you go. New King James.
Yeah. New King James.
Love that.
Not old King James.
New one.
New. That's where we draw the line.
That's right.
The
way. Yeah. So, yeah. Old King James. Right, a little racist. Yeah. New King James.
Hey, new. But NIV, too far.
Right.
That's
right,
where
right,
we draw the line. Yeah. Because we like to interpret the Bible. That's a story for another day. But of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So what a sound mind is you have to read that tweet and go yes or no.
Right.
You have to watch the news and go, are we going to the game?
And that's the healthy level of self-awareness that we're talking about. Is like just know enough to be able to filter that and go, got it, clocked, but also
noted.
A little off the deep end.
Yeah.
I'm still going
to. And unfortunately, what no one wants to do these is to think for themselves.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, you got to go to Costco and get toilet paper. Mm. Today? No, now.
Yeah.
And everybody's in like where, what? Where, how did that even, you know, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
How did that even get in?
Yeah, it was wild.
How did that, and we were all like rushing to get toilet paper. And like somebody said, like no one said anything about food, canned goods, gasoline,
guns.
No one said it's that is how that starts.
Yeah.
Somebody said there's toilet and what, even if like most of the developing world I've been there doesn't have toilet paper.
Right.
That wouldn't even be in one of the things that you would need to survive.
No.
Where did you get that?
Yeah.
Because of the Twitter.
You have running water in your house. You don't need toilet paper.
You don't need it.
If you really want
to
go there.
I want to be more sanitary, of course. For sure. But the idea that everybody's running to Costco and then fighting each other in the streets because of information that you have is incorrect, which just goes all the way back to the reason we started this podcast, is because there's a lot of information out there is not correct. I would like to contribute my voice to help lead it in a right direction that would at least help some people.
Yep.
Here we are. No, don't get me started on that. Dude. Yeah. It's not helpful. It's not productive.
Yeah.
I'm going to live my life. And by the way, what I'm saying to you is you should also do the same.
Yeah.
Go to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all like this on Twitter. You're like, there's a cross dressers coming into your schools to like teach your kid. Like, I don't know. Maybe you should inform yourself. Mm-hmm. But to go around with that level of like fear-based decision-making is never going to be something that I'm going to be a part of.
Nice.
And I'm not scared.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of anything.
I think that's a strong commitment.
I'm not scared of anything.
No.
Dang, dude. I'm just looking to the camera in the eye. I ain't scared of nothing. I go outside and I get a flat tire and I'm terrified.
You're like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. This week's episode brought to you by Rocket Money. Are your subscriptions draining your wallet? That's what I am scared of, actually.
That is a terrifying thing.
Dude, the car wash guy?
Yeah.
Every day, they ask me if I should get on the subscription.
You haven't got one yet?
No, and I pay more.
Yeah, you do.
Because I don't want the subscription.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be just on that for forever.
That's right.
And I was like, I'm going to cancel it.
Yeah.
I am scared of them.
Yeah.
Scared of death.
I think that's a healthy fear.
He's like, dude, just let me swipe your card once and you'll get free for a month. I was like, and now I have to cancel.
Right.
Sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. Are subscriptions draining your wallet? They are. An average person has around 12 paid subscriptions. That's crazy, dude. And they might not even remember subscribing to half of those. That's me in the car wash. If you have no idea just how much you're spending each month, you need Rocket Money.
True.
It's a great app that tracks all your expenses so you know exactly what your where your money is going. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. I would say more than that.
Wow.
Seriously, think of how many free trials I'm subscribed. What did I, what one I got the other day that I was like, I think I watched something about it. It was to listen to the Falcons game. Because I liked that Atlanta is my team and I couldn't, it wasn't on Fox. And I was like, well, I'm going to listen to it. It was like sound something.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is, I decided to listen to it. I was on the road.
Yeah.
Like, this is the way I'm going to listen to the game. So like free trial, I go, yeah, sounds good. And then Apple Pay sounds good.
Yep.
And
so then, it's, yeah, they got your info and they're just going to charge that thing every month
to death. And yep. I'm like, I don't even know what this is.
But not anymore.
Not anymore, baby. Rocket Money, a personal finance app that finds and they find them and cancels. They go to the, they go personally to the car wash people and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills all in one place. They would just be saving you money, bro.
It's crazy.
With over 3 million users and counting, Rocket Money customers have saved an average of $720 a year. That money you could use to buy Twitter Blue so you can get all this information.
Nice.
Twitter's one. I pay for Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Rocket Money also lets you monitor all your expenses in one place, recommends custom budgets based on your past spending, and they even send you notifications when you reach your spending limit. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/net positive. That's rocketmoney.com/net positive. Or hit the link in the description below.
Description.
I'm going on with just description.
I like description.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by AG1. AG1 has been a part of millions of mornings since 2010. The foundational nutritional supplement that delivers comprehensive I was stuttering for the first part of that, and then I added my own stutter. So nice. I tried to get out of it.
Good cover.
No. Comprehensive nutrients for a whole body health. AG1 replaces your multivitamin, probiotic, and more with one drinkable habit. Why take a bunch of different things when you just just mix one scoop of powder, in water once a day. One scoop of powder mixed with water once a day. AG1 gives you increased energy and mood support, making it easy to live your best life.
This is part of like living like that healthy, level.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is part of that.
This is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Living my best life. That's a Ben Rector song.
Ooh.
And he took that from Joel Osteen. He plagiarized it. And then AG1 took it from them. If you're looking for a simpler, effective investment to your health, try AG1 and get 5 free AG1 travel packs plus a free 1-year supply of vitamin D with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/net positive. That's drinkag1.com/net positive or hit the link in the episode description. I was at my doctor.
Yeah.
I go for like a yearly physical and I was like, hey, am I like, can you do it? What are you looking at, Andrew? Nothing. Yeah. I was like, hey, am I? He's like, just you checking me, dog. He's like, what? I go, hey, am I good on all the, he goes, your body will tell you.
Ooh.
He goes, you're like, I was like, hey, are do you feel tired? Like, what do you, he's like, you tell me.
Nice.
I go, no, you look at me.
Yeah.
And do all the stuff.
Yeah.
Run all the tests, the blood, the check, the heart, the thing. And you tell me the blood pressure. Am I good? He goes, you're, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything? I go, no. He goes, all right, well, I'll do the preventative stuff, but you're good.
I can't wait to get to a point where, like, you know, when your check engine light comes on, you can take it to like AutoZone or something. They just plug it in and then you get here's all the codes back of like, these are what's wrong.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the doctor's is that.
Oh, yeah.
You just go in there, they scan you.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, so you can see right here.
And you're like, oh, that's what
it is. Your diagnostics.
Speaking of fear, the check engine light.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Terrifying. You're real fear in real life, close to home.
Yeah. That's a real one. They go, oh, my goodness. And what is that fear? Because as The Rock says, people live paycheck to paycheck. This is going to take me out. I can't do that. This fear of scarcity.
Yeah. Speaking of The Rock.
Yeah. Let's get to the news, baby.
There's
too much emotions already that we've been discussing that are there. Oh, John, we get it.
Yeah. Let's have some fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to the news, baby. Where do you want to go first, though?
Let's stay with The Rock.
All right.
It's a good headline. You want to read that one?
The Rock. Dwayne Johnson apologizes for asking those living, quote, paycheck to paycheck to donate to his Maui Wildfire Fund. Mm. Oh, man. Another celebrity caught in the apology cycle. Mm. You know, just the what's it called when you put a permanent press of apologies, just in the tumble, the rolling tumble of apologies. Celebrity apologies are my favorite, dude.
He had a good one, too. The male version of no makeup is glasses.
Oh, yeah.
He went with the glasses.
Glasses. Look, I'm wearing glasses.
Yeah.
And I'm outside, and it's my cell phone.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to anybody. This is just me and you.
At this angle.
Yeah, this is just me. It's just me and you. Is it, though, The Rock? Yeah, he goes, because apparently the complaint is The Rock is trying to raise money for Maui, right?
Right.
And he said, hey, even those living paycheck to paycheck, we need your help.
Yeah.
Meaning like you're poor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what? People that live paycheck to paycheck were offended by this?
Yeah.
Hey, let me just say, people that live paycheck to paycheck, you know what you shouldn't be worried about? What The Rock is saying on his Instagram. You need to go take another couple shifts. I definitely should not say that.
Oh, part of the problem.
No. No one.
Same boat here.
Yeah. What? Dude, no one cares, dude. Yeah, he's making an apology video for the way he addressed people that tries to raise money. What's my favorite about it is all the celebrities, they always try to like manicure themselves, but their true thoughts come out.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
I mean, to nitpick somebody like that, and to say what I'm offended about is when you say, all right, is this somebody that's mad?
No, this is some of his apology.
Oh, when you're a living paycheck to paycheck, I don't want to speak for everybody. I'll speak for myself, but I feel it's connected. When you're living paycheck to paycheck, I was easily pissed off and frustrated. And the last thing you want to hear when you're living from paycheck to paycheck is someone asking you for money, especially when the person asking you for money already has a lot of money. Flex, dude. Another flex. Dude.
Just flexed on him at the end there. I get why you guys didn't like me asking for money because I got a ton of it. Because
I got a lot of it.
Like if you knew how much money I had, you'd be even more mad.
Yeah, that's he has to come back on and apologize for this.
Right.
Like once you get caught in like the apology cycle, they're going to come for you harder.
Yeah.
I know podcasters like this. I know Christian podcasters like this.
Nice.
That can't get out of the apology spin cycle.
Absolutely.
Because once they say they spot something, by the way, you could spot 1,000 things in today's podcast already.
Oh, yeah.
That I should apologize for.
Yeah.
And I'm apologizing for none of them.
Right.
And no one ever says anything to us because we did. Nah, I wouldn't say I'll never apologize. I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah.
If you responding to this, listen, I just want to be sensitive because I've heard.
There's a type of there's a right and a wrong way to apologize. If you genuinely said something messed up, say you're sorry.
Of course.
But if you offended people and you.
That's crazy.
They just are mad that you have that take.
Yeah.
You don't apologize for that. No, if you really feel that way, don't apologize. Yeah. Stand on it.
Yeah. I was going to say, in the Soho House story, I was going to say the guy looked foreign, but I didn't want to say foreign because that's like, oh, you think someone other than you is different? And I was like, I'm not apologizing for that.
Right.
I'm not.
Right.
I don't. That's not. I'm not. No, I'm sorry. I'm not apologizing for that.
I like this last line. He goes, so I get it. I understand. I'd never launched a fund before. But I'm a quick study and lesson learned.
Stop.
So even in his I'm sorry, it's, but also I'm a quick, I'm going to learn this fast.
I'm going to learn
this
fast.
Don't even worry about it. I got this.
And remember,
can you smell like,
what apology The Rock is cooking?
It doesn't matter how many paychecks you got.
I want part of it. The Rock, tough day for The Rock, dude. He's trying to do something good.
Yeah, dude.
Caught in this. Well, the spin cycle and also making very clear that same with Taylor Swift, they be in the mentions.
Yeah.
They be in the mentions.
They're reading the comments, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Of their own stuff. They're reading that. You're like, oh, they're the celebrities. They don't see them. They do be seeing them.
He goes, if I do something and you guys love it, let me know. If I do something and you hate it, let me know. Hey.
Hey,
they're gonna let you know.
Hey, they'll let you know.
I promise.
Hey, how about if I do something? I'm a man. If he was so, I'll tell you this. if he was 100% pure in his motivations, it wouldn't bother him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, if you're genuinely just like out here doing a good thing and you're raising money for Maui, you should be like, dude, screw you guys.
You would go, well, everybody here involved in this knows that that's not.
Yeah, that's not me.
So you would never acknowledge that.
Right.
Hey, dude, yeah. I think we just uncovered something. Mm. You would never, if Drew Barrymore or Mila Kunis or whatever her name is, if it was 100% sincerity and no, remember I said like 3%?
Yeah.
With the thing, if it was 100%, well, I was trying to do a good thing,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't apologize.
Right.
But there's a little, maybe I was like a little bit trying to,
People are so complicated, man.
Yeah.
It's so
a
annoying.
Lot of complicated people. That's a good way to say it. Yeah.
What anyways, donate to Maui.
Yeah.
Even if you have no money, donate to Maui.
We started a fund, actually. We started a fund.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
We got a lot of news today.
A lot of news. Let's get to the fried chicken preacher.
Dude. Deal, dude.
This is unbelievable.
Say less.
Somebody sent you this? A listener?
Yeah, a listener sent this
to me. A viewer?
Yeah,
this is unbelievable.
All right, here we go. Let's get this thing playing. Here we are.
Understand how I can take a dirty bird and I can rip its feathers off and I can batter it in beautiful sauce on both sides, throw it down in peanut oil that's boiling at 325 degrees, put it under 6 minutes of high test pressure and bring out a beautiful Chick-fil-A sandwich. But just because I do not understand it doesn't mean I'm not going to partake in it.
Yes, Pastor.
Honey, tonight I don't understand how God became man. And I don't understand how man can go meet God, but Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man will come to the Father but by me. I don't understand.
Dang, dude.
I'm fired up.
I'm hyped.
I'm fired up.
I'm going to Chick-fil-A after this.
And church.
Yeah, and both. Same thing, really.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he goes, I don't understand it. I go, sounds like you do. Sounds like you do. You just detailed the whole process very, very in plain English.
You understand this better than most. Sir.
You understand it the most.
You understand it so well. You just taught us about it.
Yeah.
That's how well you understand
it. And now
it.
I understand it.
Yeah.
All right. So what he's talking, I mean.
It's a great image. Like,
that's stellar.
This is his like.
Sometimes when pastors, when we get into like, I feel some kind of way about it. This guy was dead serious.
Yes.
100% sincere.
Yes.
And somebody also, what I love about this is they're not, somebody's not, this is not the live stream.
Right.
This is someone in the crowd.
Yes.
Watching and going, oh, this guy's fired
up. He's on right now.
Oh, yeah.
We got to capture this.
I mean, this guy, you know, this guy's in a suit and with a mic. He's got a cord with a mic.
Right.
That's when you know this is middle America.
Yes.
He's corded up.
I like the, come to the Father.
Come to the Father.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. So what he's saying is.
That hooked me.
I don't know how it works. And he described the entire process of how a Chick-fil-A sandwich comes into being.
Yeah.
That's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I love this guy.
You don't have to understand it to be a part of it is what he's saying. So like, you don't have to totally understand how Jesus gives you salvation.
Oh, yeah.
But you can still partake.
So you, or like if you.
Which I'm with that.
I'm with that.
That's great.
I like.
Keep it
like,
simple.
Theology wise.
Yeah.
This checks out.
This is on.
This checks out.
Yep.
Do I, well, if you go, how did this chicken sandwich come to be? I could describe that for you.
Yeah, probably pretty simply. Yeah.
If he goes, how does a combustion engine work? I go, I think something with the gas and then it's fire. I mean,
yeah.
How does this thing go? How does my text get from me to you?
Right.
I don't
know.
I don't really know. How does a microwave work? I'm not.
No idea.
I don't really know.
Right. But
how does that work? I understand that.
You get
very
that
plainly.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's chicken. They kill them. There's parts of it. And then they put it in a bread it and then serve it to you.
Right.
I think I got that whole process.
Yeah. He even had the degrees of the oil that it's.
Oh yeah,
that it's fried in. Yeah. He even had that down.
Yeah,
this guy probably owns a Chick-fil-A.
This guy either owns one or used to work at one.
Yeah,
and then like also like he's probably getting a cease and desist.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, like this
he's
is
giving out the secret recipe in his sermon.
He's like, can you bread that in 100% canola oil for 2.5 minutes, followed by putting it under the heat lamp with a small hint of, you're like, what? This is, seems like you do know exactly.
Men in Chick-fil-A suits come out of the wings and tackle him.
We got him. Yeah.
The comments are great too. Ad reads aren't just for podcasts these days. He's doing a Chick-fil-A spot in the middle of the sermon. This one says, bro is preaching in auctioneer.
To the father! I like the the Chick-fil-A training videos really stay with you. Oh yeah, dude,
that's good.
Well, I like it when the pastor goes off script.
Yeah,
because you know see, look at this guy. He's not a celebrity pastor.
No, he's the man.
Oh yeah, I just
let's shout him out. This is Tyler Golden.
Oh yeah, not a celebrity pastor. Not trying to be the man. Official account of Tyler Golden. Hold on, what's his profile say? Only up on God moving in America, president of unspeakable joy. Oh, I like this guy.
Love it, Tyler.
Looks like Donald Trump Jr.
A little bit, yeah. Could come over.
But I wonder if this go to his reels. Has he posted this?
Yeah, this is on his account.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right, where is it?
Where is what?
Where is the... All right, so if it's on his account, this must be his wife then. Filming it.
Filming?
Yeah. Do you think
potentially.
So? She's in the front row.
Somebody is.
Yeah.
Crushing though.
You don't know where it is. That's funny I tell my camera guy this. I go, hey, I'm trying this new bid. It'll probably be about 35 minutes in. So can you just make sure we're like about right after. So he goes, babe, listen. Okay, so I'm going to do the whole like gospel presentation and then I'm going to do the Bible reading. So probably about 20, 21 minutes in, I'm going to start into this. Like, I got this bit.
I'll look at you.
Yeah.
I'll give you a wink.
Just start recording.
Yeah.
It's just going to be about Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. Just when I start talking about, I don't know how it's going to happen. Just mm-hmm. click record. We'll talk about it later.
It's going to go crazy online.
I like when the pastor goes, see, there's the pulpit right there.
Yeah.
When he leaves it.
Oh yeah.
Cause that's when you know, oh, he's got,
we're in uncharted water.
Yeah.
Out here.
He's got something in the holster.
He's
baby.
Freestyling.
He's got something in the holster. Cause when you're reading the scripture or like explaining, then you go, oh, I'll take it. And then he goes, he just has a bullet point Chick-fil-A. And then he goes,
yeah, that's all he needs.
Then you're in the pocket, baby.
Yeah.
When I'm not at my best, it shows. I'm like, I'm thinking about what bits. Mm. I'm like, I'll go to this bit. I'm kind of in my a little bit rehearsed in my head. When I'm like, just, I don't know, just bumping around, just bopping around, whatever that's when you're in the pocket.
Yeah. He steps away from that pulpit and you know he's on.
Oh, yeah. Dude, look at that nice, that product and that hair, that suit. This guy, where do you think his church is?
This is definitely in Missouri.
I was going to say Missouri.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
We should have done it on 3.
Dang it. That's definitely Missouri.
I think Missouri.
Yeah, it's got to be Missouri. Guess. Yeah.
In the best way.
Yeah. In the best. Yeah. Not. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Good for this guy. We'll come through next time.
I love it, Tyler.
Shout out. What else we got going on? Oh,
pick
man.
A topic. Any topic.
Let's go with. Oh, no. Not Denver, dude. Not Nikola Jokic. Everybody knows in this podcast we've. We don't like Denver. Alex specifically does not like Denver.
Bad Denver experiences.
I lived in Denver for a while, and Derek Stroop lives there now. He said it has great great potential.
Yeah, well,
they could clean it up in a day, but it's not good.
Yeah,
it's currently not good. Nikola Jokic coming back to work after winning the NBA championship.
Yep,
all the glory that is involved in that.
Yep, off season he went home back to Serbia.
Oh,
and
now
he's got to come back to work.
And he doesn't appear to be enjoying it.
Yeah, the sound on the video doesn't even matter. It's just his body language says it all.
Bro just wanted to stay with his horses.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, you know how everybody like, what's his name from the Miami Heat, dressed up, did his hair.
Jimmy Butler.
Like, he goes, dang it.
Yeah.
So I think somebody, they asked him, what was it like your summer? He was like, I didn't like it because it was 2 months short because I was playing in the NBA finals.
Yeah.
I go, this guy, I love this guy.
He's kind of like a kid coming back into the classroom after recess.
After like dominating recess.
Yeah. He's like,
four squares. Like,
I can't believe I have another 3 hours of this.
How was it? He goes, yeah, whatever. Dead. And he's probably going to win another championship.
Yeah, probably.
We love him. L's for Denver. L's for Denver, top to bottom.
Do you see what happened at the airport?
Yeah.
Their trains went down.
Scary.
It was an absolute zoo.
Hey, it's a lot of fear.
This is the Denver airport.
That is brutal.
Just people packed in like sardines.
Not going nowhere. That's scary.
Oh my.
I would be scared to death of that.
Yeah, I'd be scared of this for sure. That's real fear.
No, I would just go outside. I'll go outside on the tarmac.
You can't go outside on the tarmac.
Well, I mean, if it was a life and death,
I guess.
You miss your flight. For sure, you're missing your flight.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're just going to baggage claim.
Oh, you're trying to go back.
Go back up to the gate.
Well, yeah, you've been to the Denver airport. You can't go anywhere.
I know exactly where that is.
You have to.
You can't walk to baggage claim.
I think it's the second biggest airport in the world.
Yeah, because it goes in terms of landmass, probably. Yeah. The thing is huge.
Yeah,
because it's 55 miles outside of the city.
Yes.
And they're like, we're going to grow. And then we're like, oh, apparently not. Oh, whoops.
Sorry, Denver.
Should we cover the Travis Kelce?
Sure, we can touch it.
He got injured. All right, let's talk about the Swifties.
Okay.
Because some of them came in their defense in the comments and in the email.
We do have an email. You want to jump to that?
Yeah, let's do it. The email, somebody said, because we said, hey, last week on the pod, we said, is there any non-self-aware Swifties?
Are there any self-aware
Swifties? Are there any self-aware Swifties, right?
Right.
Yeah. And we were like, yeah, they're all... And this woman who said,
well, we determined you can't be.
Yeah.
That it's just, it's contradictory.
If you're a Swiftie, you have to be, can't be self-aware.
Right.
Yeah. You have to, if you're a Swiftie and she says, well, she wouldn't even, you guys saw a video that she's eating at, or she's downtown, Nashville at Jason Aldean. She wouldn't be at Jason Aldean's.
No.
Where would she be?
She'd go to 12:30. She'd go to Kane Prime.
If you heard that she was at Kane Prime and you showed up, mm-hmm. that's not, let the woman be in peace.
Right.
Yeah. You can't be a Swiftie if you are that.
Right.
That was the rub.
Yes.
So we got an email from the first of what we know of a self-aware Swiftie.
That's right.
Title is, We Are Not All Insane.
Which is something an insane person would say.
Dang, dude, you got us on that. I'm not insane! Exclamation point.
Yeah, well.
We'll see. All right, you want to read it?
Go ahead. Hello to John, Alex, Andrew, and Kathleen. Currently listening to this week's Self-Aware Swifties episode and just had to respond.
On behalf of them, I'm guessing.
Yeah, she's speaking for all Swifties
here. Okay, I like this.
I have been a longtime fan of Taylor Swift and her music. Mm-hmm. Some might even call me a Swiftie. Sorry, Andrew. But take it from me, we Swifties are not all insane. I would say most of us would never go and camp outside her home, workplace, restaurant she's eating in, etc., to catch a glimpse of her.
Okay.
Being that she's talked publicly about how that makes her feel, the fans I know in person, as well as the ones I see online, regularly condemn that stalking behavior.
That's good.
It's gross and disgusting to treat a human being like a zoo animal,
huh?
Like Denver. On the Travis Kelce subject, I definitely think it could be a PR stunt or it could be legit. Like Alex said, only time will tell. But if John is wrong and has to pay up, please consider me ready and able to claim the $5,000 worth of tickets to his show.
Dang, yeah, we get one. That's nice of her. Yeah, yeah.
Did you see in the comments, people were like, on that clip where you pledged that money?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were like, okay, so like what, one ticket?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, that's all you're going to get for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like The Rock now. I've started a fund.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. All right, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
I think she speaks on behalf of all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what I didn't see? Like, you know how you have I feel like we have takes in here that like the fear thing, like I feel like every time we have a take on something, I see other people say that.
Yeah.
In term, like, and it gives me a lot of confidence sometimes when I see a leading voice, a respected voice in the culture say it.
Mm.
And I go, yeah, dude, we've been saying that. I've been saying that.
Right.
Like kind of like I used to be, at the very beginning of my career, I would have a bit. And then I'd see like a bigger comic, like Louis C.K. or Bill Burr, like have a similar, and I go, and on the surface, you'd be like, oh, bummer. They already have that. They're doing the bit. But then it reassured me. I go, oh, I'm on the right track.
Yeah, it's confirmation.
Yeah, that I'm okay, thank you, because I thought that. Now, they might have put it more succinctly or more eloquently or probably funnier.
Sure.
But I was like, that's how I was thinking about that. And I have to apologize, I feel like, to the listeners that I didn't even see the angle. And Pat McAfee, you know who that is?
Of course.
ESPN, great show, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Pointed out, like we're going, is this a PR stunt? Is this, what is it? He said there was 3 commercials for Taylor Swift's documentary during that game.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That Taylor Swift PR team's different, dude.
Oh, how did I not see that?
Different.
And I feel like the listeners follow us for some level of help us.
We let them down.
I feel like I let him down.
Okay.
I feel like I need to apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your glasses on and take your makeup off.
Listen. Yeah. Listen, guys.
It's just us.
It's just us. That was right. That was, and I saw it on his show. I go, oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wasn't at this week's game.
Sure wasn't.
And he got hurt.
And he got hurt.
Curse of T Swift.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's like the Madden cover.
Yeah. Yeah. And also,
can you imagine if she was on the Madden cover?
If it was in Taylor life, and Kelsey?
Oh, tough. Yeah. Yeah. That would be insane. Everybody would be like, all right, we've gone a little too far. Yeah. Yeah. When does the documentary come out?
I don't know. Taylor Swift's?
Yeah.
I don't think she needs more promo from us. Yeah. I think we're good.
I think she got 2 weeks in. She goes, yeah. But like, and he also has, to say whatever you want, he also has the most commercials.
That dude has done more brand deals this year than anybody on earth.
Yeah. So let me just say, I would apologize for missing that angle, mm-hmm. that PR angle. I apologize for missing that. But then I say I'm right about the I don't have to pay anybody $5,000.
Time will tell.
Come on.
We'll see, man.
Come on.
We'll see.
How did I not see that? That guy's bopping around for the vaccine, which is crazy, dude. That's crazy.
Bud Light, Pfizer.
I think during the height of the pandemic, I saw the Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks are like my team. And I saw all of them were going around their house and they were like, I just got the vaccine. And I was like, bro, what?
Those are people trying to get in the Illuminati. I think that's what that is.
They're like, hey, I'm trying. They're like, has Illuminati contacted you? You're like, dude, I'm calling them.
Yeah.
Like, yo, let me get in.
Yeah. I'll do a Pfizer ad.
Yeah.
Come on.
Whoever called him, Aaron Rodgers called him, what did they call him?
Oh,
Pat McAfee
show. Oh my God.
Mr. Pfizer or something like that.
Mr. Pfizer. Go get your next booster.
I would say you're allowed to do that.
It's hilarious.
You're allowed to, if Travis Kelce.
Yeah, dude, get the bag.
I disagree personally.
Sure.
But you're allowed to do that.
He's building generational wealth for his family.
Yeah,
you're allowed to do your thing.
I disagree. And I would also say I wouldn't.
Wouldn't what? Do a Pfizer ad?
I would not.
I don't know if they're asking you anyways.
They're not asking me. Right. Yeah, they're definitely not asking. They haven't called. They haven't called. Yeah. But I don't think. I don't know. They both have multiple commercials.
I can't believe we're giving them another 20 minutes right now.
No, we're not. We're just dropping
this, dude.
But then multiple commercials on TV for things that they are financially invested in.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
Love you, Travis.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And we love Taylor.
Yeah.
We always said that from the beginning. Yeah. We love them both.
What else you want
to
hit?
Now we're there on football. You want to go to Mark Davis?
Yes. Dude. This is unbelievable. Another one where the sound doesn't matter. So we'll just play the video. But this is Raiders owner Mark Davis. Not very happy watching his Raiders play this week against the Packers. And he's seated next to a very attractive young lady. Emphasis on young.
Dime.
Yeah. She's not happy.
Okay,
either.
So, all right. So if you're just listening, he's the owner of the Raiders. The Raiders are not playing well.
Right.
He's screaming at the team.
They're up 10-3 at this point. Yeah, in the game,
and
they won the game by the way.
He's mad at something in a white leather seat.
Yeah,
white leather is you can't yell if you're in a white leather. Like that's the top. Yeah, that's the top. The Rock is probably in that booth.
You either can't yell or you can only yell.
Yeah, one of the two. Oh, yeah, good point. And the woman next to him is just, she's like shaking her head in like disgust as if she's has any clue, not to be disrespectful to what this, but has any clue of what's going on in this game.
Or any stake in the team.
Or it cares at all, dude. She's just shaking her head like, oh gosh, really? Yes.
Would you say Mark Davis is like a very attractive man?
I would say if Mark Davis was on the podcast, I feel like that he wouldn't say that was one of his best qualities.
Okay. I would agree.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
That's a diplomatic way to put that.
Would you say his haircut is something that like most men aspire to have?
I would say a bowl cut. No, I would not say that.
Bowl cut, but just in the front.
Yeah. Just the front.
Just the front of a bowl cut.
Just straight across the forehead.
Right.
In a turtleneck.
Yeah.
Dude. I like this guy. He's shaking his head in disgust. And this woman who is looking up at the Jumbotron, she's like, yeah. And I feel like it's a great.
She's so upset.
Did she also look at her watch? No, she didn't look at her watch. That's great. Yeah, she goes, this is unbelievable.
I love the comments, dude. Oh,
good for her. Yeah.
Love how she shakes her head like, better act like I'm mad too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She must like him for his looks.
Okay, Lisa. This is also someone, yeah, no one knows who this is, which is even better.
Watch, it's going to be like, she's the CFO.
Yeah, and we're like,
she has 18 business degrees and
we'll fact check ourselves.
Yeah.
No, she's the offensive line coach.
Yeah.
Dang, dude. She's a suspended offensive line coach. We didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got our one email to get to.
Yeah.
Oh, let's hit it. No fact check. Oh, brutal, dude.
What?
I got to apologize for this, too.
Oh, this one's on you, dude.
Yeah, you know what? I
this one hurt. I read it, and I was like, oh, yeah.
I know.
Man, this is sad.
It hurt me, too.
Andrew's just seeing it for the first time.
I know. I know. Do I have to read it?
I'll read it. I'll save you that.
All right, just read it.
This is from an anonymous attendee.
Dude, I can't even listen
to one of John's shows. I was at the John Crist show in Greensboro on Sunday.
Great show, by the way.
About your own show.
Let me just say that. Talk to your show. Proceed.
Stopped by the merch table to get a shirt for a friend.
Wow, was that necessary?
That's a little bit of a,
for a friend.
It's a little bit of a pat on the back, but don't distract from what the real issue is here.
All the time, like, dude, I don't follow you, but like, I saw your video. Like, why did you say that?
To get a shirt for a friend.
I don't like this energy. I'm already mad about something else though. But go ahead.
The electronic credit card device asked what percentage tip I wanted to leave. I selected whatever option none was. After my card was processed, the machine asked again about a tip, and the merch attendant proceeded to tell me that all tips go back to the employees. What? Clearly, someone who works for you is not listening to your podcast, John. John replied, "We will rectify the situation ASAP. Thank you for emailing."
Oh, I didn't respond.
You did.
Oh, yeah, let's go, dude. I bet me personally.
Yeah, John. Dash John. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it says the podcast team or somebody. I responded to that person.
Yeah, this was you. You got on this because you obviously realized what ASAP, ASAP is.
Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
So I think now would be a good time to actually apologize.
I would like to apologize to it's hypocritical of me. And I heard your comments, and sometimes I get things wrong. And I would like to take this time to say that I'm listening. And for those offended by my actions that are, I know I've hurt many people. And I'm sorry for that. And I will take this time to go to tip sensitivity training. And I will be more sensitive to those in different financial situations than me. And let me just also open up the comments to say that if I have ever offended you with anything, I would like to also know if the words of this apology are correct. And if not, I will do my best to donate money that we have received in tips to those living paycheck to paycheck, as they are in a very tumultuous situation, as described by The Rock. And I understand that I've offended many people, and I will do better.
Nice. End scene.
And if you'd like to write a script of an apology for John to read, we will
definitely read it.
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody said, all right. That would be
end scene.
Yeah. And scene, go back to it. All right.
Psych.
We have merch at our, and we have point of sale, which is our, like, our iPad. We have the iPad.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I'll just tell you what happened. But I didn't even know this was happening. This could have been happening for years.
Yeah.
The venue does it. Mm-hmm. They go, we'll inventory everything. We will run all the merch. And then the people at the merch table, by the way, do not work, are not, we employ them from the local place. We don't, they're not on the bus.
Yeah.
No, hold on, dude. Let me explain, dude. They're
Andrew's
the local
not
people.
Hearing it.
Andrew's not hearing it. So they're probably by default. I texted my tour manager and I go, you have to absolutely make 100% positive this never happen again.
Yeah.
That we cannot, no default, no, even if they say we have to have asked for tips, then we'll not, I go, then don't sell merch that night.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. I don't sell merch at night. This is absurd. That is so disrespectful to like the bartenders.
Yeah.
That are at the shows.
Yeah, because
give the money to the bartenders.
The process of buying a hoodie goes like what? Hi, sir. Can I have a hoodie?
What size?
Medium? XL. Yeah.
Okay. And
thanks for that hoodie. Thank you so much.
Yeah. The what?
That's it.
Why do you zip up for that? Well, they didn't do that.
They didn't make the hoodie.
And I'll tell you what, I also look at the settlement and I know how much we paid those people.
Yep.
And we paid them well.
Livable wage.
Well. Yeah, way better than paycheck to paycheck.
Nice.
If they were doing that 24 hours. I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah.
Dude. And should be also so disrespectful, which like I was at the, I went to the game last night and I had to check my bag and I checked, there's like a truck. It's called like luggage. Like people, that's apparently pretty common.
Yeah.
People, you go to a game, you have luggage. Like, I need to check this. You can't bring it into the stadium.
Right.
So there is a truck set out in front of big sporting events and they had a tip thing.
Just to put your bag in a locker.
Yeah. And I go, for what?
Yeah.
You pay them.
Right.
It was $11. I go, well, make it 20.
Yeah.
And then don't ask me to tip these people.
Right.
Yeah. These people, because we have bartenders. I already have a heavy conscience. So every time we do a comedy club, like it's, they live the bar staff.
Yeah.
And the food and drink. And they were like, dude, we made not a lot of money because my crowd doesn't drink.
Right.
So they're already, I go, please, you got to tip these people because everybody thinks Christian people don't tip anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So don't, I want to come back to this club. So please take care of these people.
Yeah.
Tip That's on server. Me. That's on me.
That's so funny, man.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough one.
Of all the things.
Yeah. That was a tough one. You want to get The Office getting a reboot?
The Office is potentially getting a reboot.
Let's, hey, you're super quick. Hollywood, let's not do this. Let's not do this.
We don't need this.
Just leave it. Just leave. Like, I think, should I say this before we get into this? Are we like, are people stoked about the NSYNC thing or did they just tell you to be stoked about
so
it?
So wait, what's the deal with this?
It's the same type of thing.
They're coming back?
NSYNC?
They've been everywhere. I've been seeing them do them and Backstreet Boys have been doing a bunch of extra stuff.
Well, Backstreet Boys never left.
Right.
Because they were always, don't have a Justin Timberlake. So they could tour anyway. They're all like, oh, I was going to say overweight dudes. They're overweight dudes in their 40s. We'll book you whenever you want.
So NSYNC's going to do.
NSYNC couldn't ever because Justin Timberlake is getting bagged up.
Right.
And yeah, doing everything he wants whenever he wants by himself. So why would he do that?
Not living paycheck to paycheck.
No.
Right.
Yeah. So the NSYNC thing is like, all right, is this a thing that like everybody told you to be hyped about?
Right.
And you'd.
Yeah. It's like pop culture propaganda.
Dang,
where it's like, hey,
way to put that.
Be excited about this.
Yeah.
This is the new thing.
Yeah.
Love it.
And
we're
like,
just going to push it on you.
And then they're just like reposting their stories. If it's my literal excitement when I heard that, or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you?
Right.
Do you? I don't know.
I would go. I'd go see an NSYNC reunion show. I grew up on that. Big NSYNC guy.
Yeah, we all were. Yep. We all were. Yeah.
Would I blow the budget on it?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
$50 ticket? I don't think I'm paying more than $50 to go see an NSYNC reunion.
I mean, if somebody wanted to go and my family or my girlfriend or something, I would probably go.
Sure.
I would not go. I wouldn't go.
You'd do like the girl buying the hoodie for the friend. You'd buy the ticket for a friend. Yeah.
Somebody said I got a free Backstreet Boys ticket, but they're pumping up the PR machine
big time.
If you haven't seen, should we put a gamble on this?
Go for it. This is a gambling show now.
This is a gambling show. Before the end of the year, I'm gonna put an NSYNC. I'm gonna put NSYNC dates, like cities and dates. They're like, there's a lot of right. Where are the cities and the dates?
Mm-hmm.
Before the end of the year,
that they're gonna drop
the NSYNC. There's it's like rumors now, right?
Let me see.
Where's it at? NSYNC is back on the Billboard. Oh, Hot 100 for the first time. But they got a new song.
Looks like they have a new song out.
All right, so there. Yeah, you know where that leads.
They're teasing it, basically.
Yeah, tour.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you from personal experience. You know what makes a lot of more money? The tour. Tour makes money.
Yeah, I think they would do this before the end of the year. I'm with you on that.
I'll go. All right. So my bet is that they will do it. So if they don't do it, then I got to pay. Yeah, but they're not. I'll buy. I will contribute $500 worth. Somebody was email in and say, we're the biggest. I'll put $1,000 on this.
Okay.
We're the biggest NSYNC fan.
We got to start keeping track of these bets.
The biggest NSYNC fan, you email in. I will contribute. I will make sure I pay $1,000 to buy you the memorabilia of your choice because they're not going to be on tour. So I can't buy tickets to the tour.
Okay.
$1,000 to the memorabilia of your, write this down.
Okay.
$1,000 to a fan that emails that is the biggest NSYNC fan. And if you're listening, say, I love, and I'll go on eBay and find Justin Timberlake game worn jersey. I don't know. I don't know what memorabilia would be.
The denim suit.
I'll send it. I'll send something to your house.
Yeah.
From us.
Okay.
If they don't announce tour dates within the year.
So 3 months.
Yeah.
They
3 months.
Announce tour dates in three
if they don't, time. I will send a listener $1,000 worth of NSYNC memorabilia.
Amazing, dude.
Which is going to be like Joey Fatone's socks from like a celebrity softball game. Like, I don't even want this. Yeah. You're like,
you can literally find him in downtown Nashville and ask him for his socks.
Yeah. He's like, these are free.
Hey, oh, Joey, can I grab those real quick, man? Do you remember seeing the guys doing jersey swaps outside of bars?
Yeah, hilarious.
I love that. That's hilarious. That's so funny to me.
Top tier.
Just getting outside of the bar and be like,
hey, we left it all out there. Yeah. We left it
my
all out
leopard
there.
Print shirt.
We left it all out there. Yeah.
Your tank.
I mean, I would say, yeah. So for in terms of The Office.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, The Office is doing a reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that.
I'm not going to watch.
Don't do that.
I didn't even watch the late seasons when it was like Will Ferrell and like, I think that fell off.
You know what's crazy about this is it's the same thing with the NSYNC. It's like the people that have careers off of it went on to like our Ed Helms, Michael Scott. That's not his name.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Mindy Kaling.
Are like doing stuff.
Yeah.
And then like the people that aren't have podcasts, not to disrespect podcasts because we have a podcast. Like, you know who's down for the remake? The guys that are like, you haven't seen around.
Yeah, the third tier people on the show.
Yeah, and like none of the big people want to do it.
No.
They were like, hey, Joey Fatone, do you want to do a reunion? Yeah. Hey, Kevin Max, Michael Tate, do you want to do a DC Talk reunion? Yeah. Hey, Toby Mack, do you? Nope.
Toby Mack did not reply to request for comment.
Hey, Justin Timberlake, do you?
Yeah.
No. Hey, Ed Helms, do you? No. Gosh.
Stop remaking stuff. Stop doing reunions.
Yeah.
Stop remaking stuff. Make new stuff, man.
Just let it exist in the time. Like Jerry Seinfeld, he goes, we're going out on top. We're at the top of the ratings. We're going out.
Yeah.
We're leaving it here. Never do. It's like no one. Have you ever even heard a hint of remaking Seinfeld?
Oh my gosh, dude. I would riot. That would be terrible.
You haven't even heard a rumor about it.
No.
Kramer's like, can we please?
Yeah.
Have you?
No, dude.
No, there's
no way.
There's rumors every now and again about a Friends reunion.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's like, yeah, we're good. There's rumors about an Office reunion all the time.
Yeah.
They're like, Fuller House did a reunion.
Yeah.
No, Full House.
Yeah, Fuller House. That was the second one.
Fuller House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which guys, come on, man.
Guys,
Fuller House.
My only caveat is that I do love Candace Cameron.
So do I. She's great.
Friend of ours.
And I love.
Not going to overstate, but.
I was going to say, are you friends with her? That's sick.
I kind of
know her.
Yeah,
great.
I know. I'm not going to. I can't stand people to overstate their friendships.
I love watching her in Hallmark movies.
Candace Cameron.
Year. She's great.
The GOAT.
Yes.
Yeah. Hallmark GOAT.
Love that.
Yeah. The other guy's like, hey, do you guys want to come back? You know who's not want to come back? The Olsen twins?
Yeah, no, we're good.
I don't even know what they're doing.
But
they're like, yeah, we're good.
Chilling, dude.
Yeah, we're good.
Wherever they are, I'm sure they're doing
the guy,
it right.
The comedian wants to come back.
Yeah.
The guy, not Bob Saget. Rest in peace. The other guy.
Oh,
the
my
uncle,
gosh.
Uncle Joey.
Yeah, what's his name?
Not John Stamos.
Not John Stamos.
Hey, John Stamos.
Dave Coulier.
Yeah, Dave Coulier. Who's in Fuller House? Did John Stamos come back?
No way, dude. Yeah, he did.
Did he?
He did, it looks like.
All right, Candace Cameron.
Jody Sweetin.
Yeah. Andrea, who's that, Kimmy?
Yeah, she's Kimmy. Kimmy Gibbler.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, it looks like they got John Stamos. Looks like they had Bob Saget before he passed.
Dude, you know what's crazy? He's like, we did like a, this is going to relate to not one person.
Perfect. Perfect. Say it on the show.
Yeah. Then like, you don't want to be like, in like a, in terms of like our podcast.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to be like, if we got, what's funny about this podcast, I was talking to, dude, I forgot to tell you this.
Okay.
You know who's our buddy now?
Who?
George. George Jenko.
George Jenko.
You know who that is?
No.
Hold on. Yeah, you do, from Logan Paul.
Oh, love George.
Yes.
He's great. He's our buddy now?
Yeah, he's our buddy.
Let's go.
Yeah, George. We love him.
Love George.
Yeah, I was
at He's doing cool stuff.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Very cool.
I was at the celebrity kickball tournament with him.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, what's up? And he goes, what's up? And we became friends.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's our guy.
Next time he comes through Nashville.
Great.
Let's bring him in.
Yeah, he's the guy. But all right, dude, he was telling me, we're talking about podcasting.
Yeah.
He goes, all just similar with those shows, right?
Yeah.
It's like Justin Timberlake, but like when like Bobby Altoff got Drake.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I want to be on that.
Right.
Because he said podcasting is the same. Similar to like, if like the Fuller House, he's like, yo, we got the Olsen twins. You're like,
right.
Wait.
Right.
The Olsen twins are in?
Right.
Okay, we're in.
Now you want a cameo.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, NSYNC is Justin Timberlake agreed. Hold on.
Yep.
Justin Timberlake agreed? Okay, we're doing it. Hey, whatever Michael Scott's character is, he agreed. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm back.
Yep.
So you go, hey, is it with podcasting or with any kind of celebrity events, you go, who's there?
Yes.
Who's there?
Yep.
Oh, there? Okay, I want to be there.
Are the needle movers involved?
Yeah.
If they are, I want to be too.
Which is like the Nashville, whatever, they like the country, like People's Choice Awards.
Yeah.
They were like, is Morgan there?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Zach Bryan there?
You know what we didn't circle back on?
No.
How has your quick responses been?
Oh, good.
Saying yes or no.
I said, no, can't do it.
It's been good?
I wrote down a bunch of them. Yeah, we haven't done, yeah. But I go, hey, no. There's a lot of golf-related things.
Yep.
Hey. Can't do it.
You've stayed committed.
Yeah.
Nice.
And a lot of people with tickets that I don't know them.
Yep.
I can't do it.
Yep.
Yeah. That has been working out great.
Nice.
I got work to do. So people are like, oh, John just says yes and no. Not totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. We're getting better.
But it was fun. It was fun being out. Yeah. George is our guy.
That's awesome.
He gave me a lot of inside podcaster tips. I'm going to tell you.
Love after that. We'll talk after the show then.
Net positive, baby. Things we don't care about this week. There's a lot of things we did care about.
There were.
Here's what we don't care about. Gavin Newsom is saying he's banning Skittles from California.
Mm.
Don't care. The Hubble telescope took another photo of something far away.
Huh.
Don't care. Celebrity takes on the war
in
general. Don't care. And as always, Hollywood actors continue to be on strike. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.